Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's in! Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
On this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we go into preview mode. We're going to help get you ready for tomorrow night's preseason game against the Detroit Lions at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Head coach Pat Shurmur stops by to talk about the team's progress heading into the second game of the Browns summer schedule. Browns radio network analyst Doug Deacon and WKYC Channel 3 play-by-play man Andrew Catalan, they'll join me for a panel discussion to break down the game and the team. And we'll hear from longtime Lions beat writer Tom Kowalski to give us the latest on the Browns' second opponent of this summer. We always take your questions via our Ask Vic feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to Browns official Facebook or the official Twitter pages and post your questions for me there. Ben on Facebook, he asks, how do you see Brandon Jackson in the running game along with Peyton Hillis and Montario Hardesty? Well, Ben, I think Brandon has a very, you know, will make a very nice fit. He looks to be particularly effective as a receiver out of the backfield. That's what I love best about this guy. Runs nice, smooth routes, adjusts to the ball very well, catches it well, shows some good explosiveness and power as a runner. Outside speed is the real key here. And along with that of Montario Hardesty, once Hardesty is cleared to play, which doesn't look like it's going to be the case tomorrow night, is exactly what can go a long way toward helping this team offensively. Steven on Facebook, what do you think of Ndamukong Suh? How often are we going to hear that name? And how do you think tomorrow will go for him and Colt McCoy? Well, Steven, I think Suh is a remarkable player, going to be one of the very best at his position for a long, long time. Some of what he does, I think, is a way of building on a reputation as a menacing, intimidating type of guy. He says part of the problem with the penalties and the fines that he draws is that officials don't quite know what to make of his strength, you know, in terms of how he takes quarterbacks to the ground. Huh. Well, I would contend there are a lot of strong players in the NFL, and you could probably control that better. I mean, I'm not one of them. I don't know what it's like to actually do that, but I'm going to take a wild guess that you can control it a little better than he does as far as your takedowns, okay? And as for McCoy, he said it on this show earlier this week. He can't worry about Sue or any other pass rusher. He has to keep the eyes focused downfield, trust his protection. And I think he should be able to do just that. For more of my takes, please visit my blog at Carucci's Corner on ClevelandBrowns.com. Our daily poll question posted on the wall of the Browns official Facebook page ties right into our preview theme tonight. Which Lions player should the Browns pay the most attention to and why? Your choices are Calvin Johnson, pretty good receiver, the aforementioned Ndamukong Suh, Matthew Stafford, or other. You choose. Remember, if you can't catch this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, go to ClevelandBrowns.com, listen to the live stream. Also, check out our official, I highly encourage this, our official mobile app, which is now available to download for free on your iPhone and your Android devices. All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, a conversation with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Stick around for much more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart is proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of vinyl siding. Plus, you can go long with 0% financing for up to 24 months, and you still may be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows."
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present one of the original stars of the hit TV show In Living Color, comedian and actor Tommy Davidson. Come see Tommy Davidson this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv located on the west bank of the flats. Tommy Davidson, you've seen him in the hit movie Booty Call and Woo. Tommy Davidson, you've seen him on the Bernie Mac Show, Everybody Hates Chris, and the hit movie Ace Ventura When Nature Calls. Now come see him live and in person this weekend only at the Improv. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hilariously funny Tommy Davidson.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
We have an accident on 90 eastbound after Route 90. One, traffic slow in the area as a result. 271 southbound at Rockside, that accident that was there for a while has been cleared. 271 southbound between Harvard and Forbes, slow traffic. Also slow going on 71 southbound from 480 to Bagley. The Interbelt southbound slow from Superior to 77. 77 in both directions at Rockside. The left lane closed overnight, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. for work on the median wall. I'm Kevin Sanderson, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of their durable, quality vinyl siding. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows." The head coach of the Cleveland Browns is going to be joining us right now to talk about this game tomorrow night. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Another week, another very tough opponent. So looking forward to seeing how our guys respond in week two of the preseason. So looking forward to it.
You've had a chance to digest, of course, that opener by now and study what it is, good and bad, that your team did. But how much from the good side did you allow yourself or your team to even take from that, knowing the fine line between feeling good and maybe feeling too good?
Well, you feel good because you won the game, and the players that were in the game, whether they were first liners, second liners, or third stringers, they went in there with the idea that they were going to win, and so that's good. But at the end of the day, once you come back and get back to work like we did this week, it becomes an opportunity, when you look back on it, an opportunity to get better and an opportunity to improve as a team. And we did some things well, but we did a whole heck of a lot of things poorly that we need to improve on. And I think that was the message when they came back and started work this past week. And we jumped right back into training camp mode. I keep referring to it that way. We had two padded practices, and then I took them out of pads. And so there was really 9 real physical hours of work, much like we did the week previous, and then get ready to go.
What are some of those areas that you want to see the improvement in this second outing?
Well, I think generally speaking, we want to be more efficient than we were. There was some individual techniques, whether it was blocking, tackling, throwing and catching. I don't mean to sound trite, but all the basic fundamentals involved with playing the game. And I think our coaches did a really good job. I paid special attention to it because it was our first time going through it. They did a really good job of explaining the good, the bad, and the ugly to the players so that they knew exactly what we needed to improve on. I saw some improvement through the week, and hopefully we can go out and put it to task against the Lions.
As far as how you're going to use your players, and I know you addressed this earlier this week, but generally, same type of plan that you had for the opener with your starters out there for about a half?
Yeah, well, we try to really double their load. We had the starters. We planned on playing them for one quarter, but their last scoring drive leaked into the second quarter, so you want to see them finish it. So hopefully we can get them in there for a half. Ideally, you'd like to be able, before the half, to create either a two-minute on offense or a two-minute on defense situation so you could work on some of the specialty areas.
Right.
And so that's what we're looking for.
And I misspoke. You had them play a little more than a quarter in the Green Bay game, but you're going to extend that.
I think, you know, the more time you're out there, the more you get your body in football shape in a high tempo environment. You try to really, it's a progression. It's a progression as you go through the preseason so that their bodies and their minds and are ready to go on week one. And so it's one that we've pretty much stuck to since, you know, I was in the league and back in Philadelphia. So we'll stick with it.
Nice work by a lot of elements of your passing game, but particularly in this receiving core, to see Joshua Cribbs make the plays he made, and and looking at this group of four that you have in there with Cribbs, Brian Robisky, Greg Little, and Jordan Norwood, it seems like that group would be a good focal point maybe for this second game as you continue to not have Muhammad Masakwai out there.
I think you hit it right on the head. I think in the first half you'll see, you know, those four guys in there in many different combinations. Feel like we want to, you know, the one really good thing we did the other night was catch the football. I think that's so primary if you're going to throw it. I mean, it goes without saying, it's better to be 2nd and 7 than 2nd and 10. And so I think that's a good indication that they're making progress, that the throws are accurate, the receivers were making their catches, and then you can move forward. When you drop the ball, it's just a general downer, and I think that's something that we try to avoid.
Coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The thing I've heard over and over again is just the excitement of what people saw from this offense, what its capacity could be, what its capabilities are, and more so than people had seen maybe in a while around Cleveland. And you know, it sounds to me like the way you've got this design, this West Coast attack, and the way the receivers are utilized, that those opportunities are there for even the short gains to be pretty excitement because they could become long ones. So by design, it's working the way you're looking for it to work?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you're not always just throwing the ball deep. I think there's many situations in the game, and we try to call plays that work, of course. Yeah, but there's many situations in the game where it's a short throw that can become an explosive gain. And so that's where accuracy and timing and the receiver being where they're supposed to be and the quarterback knowing his progression getting the ball out on time so he doesn't get sacked, which will be critical this week because they have a very dynamic rush and they're very explosive.
Yeah, and which brings up the next question, your offensive line, which has performed exceptionally well since the start of camp, certainly did last Saturday night. They have an enormous challenge on their hands with Ndamukong Suh and the rest of that big Corey Williams and that big front of the Lions. How do you see that matchup working out?
Well, this is a challenge, and it'll be a great test for us because they've got four guys that individually are very good pass rushers and very solid against the run. Then you blend in their scheme, which I think it's a terrific scheme on defense, the way they try to defend first, second, and third down. And so, and then a lot of, you know, not much is said about the back end of their defense. I think they've made improvements over the years to improve that area as well. So when you have a talented defense that has a terrific scheme, it's a big challenge.
Can you not help but worry a little bit when you see scenes like Sue taking Andy Dalton as he did from the Bengals and just like whip him to the ground and as violently as he did and what he did very similarly to Jake Delhomme last year? Are things like that a little troubling to you as a head coach when you know that that guy is your next opponent?
Well, I think he's a terrific player. And, you know, I think these guys, everybody in the league plays hard. And I don't think anybody intends to hurt anybody. But, you know, the emotions get going, and he was trying to finish off a sack. We got to prevent him from sacking our guy, and I think that's the challenge. And then our quarterbacks, whoever's in there, need to do a good job of getting rid of the football. And so that's the challenge. You don't necessarily let it scare you, but you have a healthy respect for it, and you understand that we're going to have to call plays and run plays that make sure he's blocked.
From your overall health standpoint, you had some guys that missed practice yesterday. How do you go into this game with regard to the overall health of the team and how it might affect how you're able to utilize people Friday night?
Well, we have some minor injuries that have cropped up that will keep a couple guys out of the game that played last week, and that's typical this time of year. You know, guys. You know, soft tissue injuries creep up and then they get better from them and they come back. And I would always say this, if a guy is out, the next guy that gets to play has a great opportunity and he'll have a chance to get more reps. And so that's what we're looking for those guys is being able to do that, because if they're going to make our team, some of these guys, it'll be as role players. And so then we want to know if they got to get in the game during the season that they can perform. So that's good in some ways, right. So that we get more of an opportunity to evaluate some of the guys that maybe shorted some reps if these other guys were playing.
And again, we talk about you evaluating individuals, but you also talk about your situations overall as a team, like the management of how you the timing of your the cadence and getting in and out of the huddle. The pacing that you can do there can be very effective also in giving you an advantage of a defense, especially maybe a big physical one like the Lions.
Yeah, I think all the things that you do offensively, defensively, in kicking game situations, you like to see as many situations as possible in the preseason. You'd like to obviously be able to work on short yardage and goal line, 4-minute like we did the other night. I thought Jarrett Brown did a nice job of managing that drill. Where you're ahead in the game and you want to melt the clock, move the ball, and then possibly get one more score to stretch it into two scores. And I think he did a good job. You'd like to see 2-minute situations for both your offense and your defense. Somewhere in there, you like to practice your hands team. You know, everything that comes up in a game, you'd like to be able to practice it in the preseason,
right,
against a different opponent than the Cleveland Browns.
Right. You know, and I hear even head coaches get critiqued for every now and then. And maybe I heard this rumor that maybe your son Kyle wasn't so thrilled with the way you threw that red flag.
I had a strategic error. I had the red flag in my right back pocket, and I'm a left-hander. And so fortunately, it was the right challenge. I'm gonna give the guys in the press box credit for that.
Your coaches up there.
Yeah, which they did a good job. And plus, it was a situation where, you know, it made sense to challenge it because of where we're at. But Anyway, so I threw it with my right hand and I went underhand. And so my son was quick to point out that it was a weak effort. So I'm going to put it in my left pocket this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, a quarterback like Kyle just can't appreciate that underhand stuff. It's weak.
No. And he was right. He was right. He wasn't the first one to get me on that.
I don't think Bernie Kosar was pleased either, but that's another story. Thank you so much for taking the time. I wish you all the best for Friday night, and we'll talk.
Good. Look forward to talking next week.
All right. That's head coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
All Night with Jason Smith is on every night from 1 to 4 and is brought to you by Thurston 10 Grill and Bar. Now with two locations, one in Middleburg Heights and a second location on Front Street in Berea.
Time to head to K&G.
K&G?
Right now, it's buy one suit, get two suits free.
Two suits free?
Yep, two suits free. That's three men's suits for $179.99 or three women's suits for $159.99.
Then let's go.
Sale ends August
28th. K&G, fashion superstore, K&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've heard LB talking about Sunnyside Audi and decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Did you know that you can get a wireless Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? So call us today and know that even without a landline, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your home and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security, Alarm Force.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Time to take a look at tomorrow night's preseason game against the Lions, game number two for the Browns this summer. And joining me are Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Glad to be back.
And Andrew Catalan, he will be doing the play-by-play, of course, for Channel 3's television coverage of the game. How you doing, Andrew?
Thanks, Vic. Good to be back again.
Yeah, great to have you both. Well, guys, it was obviously a very positive start for the preseason for the Browns a week ago. A lot of people, I think, very excited about what they saw from that offense. I think the final score is always is irrelevant in the preseason. I think people took away enough, Doug, from that first quarter of that offense and Colt McCoy and the way it moved to say that they saw something they haven't seen from this team in a while.
Yeah, not many times we've seen a quarterback complete 90% of his passes. But I think, you know, the fact that they came out and they looked like they'd been in the offense for a while with only 10 practices under their belt, it was impressive, and it's something to build on. Now, what do you do for a follow-up? And that's going to be the key, you know, against the Lions, because the Lions have four guys up front that can rush the passer. And the offensive line did a great job last week, but, you know, that's yesterday's news. So now you get a chance to, you know, match up against probably a better pass-rushing team.
I think what you said, Vic, was that, you know, the way it moved. And I think that was a key part of what happened on Saturday night was the tempo of the offense. That's something that Colt McCoy talked about after the game. Pat Shurmur emphasized throughout the week and throughout the training camp this summer, in and out of the huddle. Great communication. They had all of that, and those are, I think, underrated parts of just how successful the offense was against the Packers.
And the thing is, preseason or not, accuracy is accuracy. You had a quarterback, Andrew, who threw that ball as about as accurately as you could, as Doug just said. You know, you get 90% completion. So whether you're game planning or not, ball still has to leave the hand and get into another pair of hands, and he found a way to do that.
And that's Colt's strength. I mean, you look back to Texas, he was a 70% completion on his passes. And in this offense, it's all about timing and rhythm and accuracy. And if Colt can display that accuracy on a consistent basis, the Browns really have something with McCoy back there in the West Coast offense.
And the throw he had to Josh Cribbs, I mean, that was good coverage. It was just that was the only place you could put the ball.
Right. No, there's no question about that. The other thing you like, or I liked, is that the receivers were heavily involved in this scheme. I mean, we've talked a lot about the tight ends since this camp began. We know a tight end, Benjamin Watson, led this team in receptions last year. We know a running back, Peyton Hillis, was number two in receptions. And I think the other thrill for Browns fans, Doug, was seeing wideouts be such a big part of a game as they were last Saturday night.
Well, you know, I think, you know, Greg Little got a lot of work because he's been away from football for a while, and that's, you know, a big part of what they're trying to do in their offensive scheme is feed him the ball to get him back up to speed. But, you know, we're talking about Brian Robiskie, we're talking about Muhammad Massaqua. But Josh Cribbs, you know, he keeps sneaking back into the picture.
Yeah.
And I don't think people really appreciate how much he has developed as a receiver in the last 2 years. He's taken, you know, big giant strides. And I think in this West Coast offense, where it's yards after the catch, you know, that is definitely right in, you know, his strike zone.
And the guy that caught my eye was Jordan Norwood. I mean, McCoy found six different receivers. Norwood came in later in the game, and he's also on punt returns. I thought Norwood really flashed a little bit out there, had a nice cutback move on one of his catches. He certainly has speed, and he's a different mold from some of the other guys. I mean, the Browns have some big physical receivers. Yeah. Norwood almost slides in there if you put him in the slot. He played a flanker and X in practice on Wednesday. You could put him in the slot. He's got some speed that can really, you know, thrive in this offense.
Yeah, he looks like a natural fit in that slot area. But when you think about where he may or may not have been when this camp started, it's kind of a surprise, at least to me, that in a short amount of time, he's made enough of a case for himself to be looked upon as a top four guy, at the very least, with Brian Robiskie, Joshua Cribbs, and Greg Little. And again, keeping in mind that Muhammad Massaqua is out, so the opportunity is there. Really, no one is taking better advantage of that, Doug, than Norwood.
Well, and the other part about the equation there is his returning skills. All
yeah.
of a sudden, you know, last year Josh was nicked up, wasn't the same Josh that we've seen in years previous. And, you know, it's nice to have a backup, and it's the point where the teams want to kick away from Josh. You can put two guys back, and both of them can burn you.
Absolutely. Previewing tomorrow night's preseason game number two for the Browns against the Lions, Doug Deacon and Andrew Catalan here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Andrew, as we look at the running back situation, very interesting picture here because Montario Hardesty still not quite ready to be on the field, but they're trying to work him back in. They're getting him in practice. But meanwhile, Brandon Jackson has become someone who I think continues to make his presence felt since joining this team from Green Bay.
I think he's going to have a big year. I really do. And he's used to this system. The Packers play a similar West Coast style. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, which is a big part of this offense, as we know. And, you know, Jackson talked about his downhill running in this offense. I think we saw some of that on Saturday against the Packers. I think he's got some things to prove. You know, Green Bay didn't want him to come back. Maybe a little bit of a chip on his shoulder throughout the season. I could really see Jackson being a nice complement to Hillis and Hardesty if he can get back out there and stay healthy.
He looks so comfortable, as Andrew's saying, in a scheme that he knows well. But you see him as a receiver out of the backfield, which is obviously the biggest or a big component for a running back in the West Coast. But I saw like his adjustment on one throw that wasn't the greatest throw for him that was high. He grabs it, still maintains the, you know, athleticism to keep his body in the right position to make something positive out of it.
Well, I think, yeah, you know, all three backs in the West Coast offense, you need backs that can catch the ball. And, you know, obviously we saw Hillis, what he can do. But Hardesty has good hands, and when he gets back to being 100%. But then you need that kind of change of pace, that guy that, you know, if you pound on him for a while, then all of a sudden you want to make him chase a quicker guy. You know, he's that guy.
Sure. Now, the offensive line got itself off to a really good start. We talked a little bit earlier about this physical challenge that the Lions defensive front, the starting front, brings with guys like Ndamukong Suh and Corey Williams, Kyle Vanden Bosch, Cliff Averill. I mean, it's such a strong front, an aggressive front. How do we see this matchup, Deke, in terms of the O-line of the Browns, which is certainly big enough, strong enough, but I also think of it as being a pretty athletic line as well. Is that in any way, I mean, are they better suited to handle, say, that blitzing, more of the creative scheming that the Packers did last week than maybe something as big and physical as this, or is this right in their wheelhouse as well?
Well, I think this the thing, when you've got a shutdown left tackle in Joe Thomas, that allows you a lot of flexibility in your ability to slide your protection the other way. And, you know, you got, well, Steinbach probably won't play, but, you know, if you got that one guy, you can always put the tight end on the other side. You can always chip on the other side if you have problems. And they ran into that problem a couple of years ago in Denver when Dumervil was on the one side, right, going against the right tackle all game. And then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, he was going against Joe Thomas and wasn't doing any damage. And then in the second half, they switched him over to the other side, and the Browns didn't do anything to really help out over there, and they got lit up over there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think is interesting, too, is how Colt McCoy reacts to this pressure. Obviously, it's going to be the guys up front to try to hold off Sue and the rest of the Lions. But, you know, Sue sacked McCoy four times when they were in college.
Right.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see how Colt, you know, reacts to the pressure. If he has to move out of the pocket a little bit with the timing of the West Coast offense, how that, you know, might work. So I think that we'll get another glimpse of Colt's composure back there as well on tomorrow night.
And Pat Shurmur likes to talk about how cadence and your movement in and out of the huddle, that timing of that, the speed of that, how that can affect and put pressure on a defense. You're not necessarily talking about two-minute drill situation. You're not necessarily talking about what the Packers did for that series. They pulled out and ran that two-minute drill on the Browns last week, and effectively so when they went to it. But you are talking about just rhythm and timing. And I my sense is that that's a big part of something different about this offense, that they're grasping this pretty well. I mean, the idea with Colt and these and even with Seneca Wallace too, the backup group. And he's a veteran, so he would know this. But I'm talking about the surrounding cast seem to move with this rhythm and this pace, and that in its own way is a disadvantage, or an advantage for the Browns, a disadvantage possibly for their opponent.
Well, I mean, if you've got a tempo going and you can control that tempo, you know, where, you know, all of a sudden you can see a defense starting to get tired, you know, then if you can turn it up a little bit more, then, you know, it's going to benefit you not only then but down the road.
You know, Tony Grossi wrote a great column a couple of weeks ago about the West Coast offense, the origins of it. Yeah. And Carl Banks was quoted in that story, you know, how do you stop the West Coast offense? And Banks's response was, you disrupt rhythm. You break rhythm, whether that's with the receivers, whether that's getting in Colt McCoy's face or the quarterback's face, which I thought was interesting. I mean, it's all predicated on rhythm and timing. And if you have a front four like the Lions and then can apply pressure, that's going to disrupt you know, this system that works so well against the Packers. So it'll be another tough challenge against the Lions.
No question about it. We are previewing that Lions game Friday night, the second of the Browns preseason. Vic Carucci here with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Andrew Catalan from Channel 3. He will be doing the play-by-play work alongside Bernie Kosar in that game as well. Let's talk some defense for the Browns. Nice showing overall against a very accomplished and outstanding and highly talented Packer offense for the most part, but had their issues, and we mentioned that two-minute situation that was difficult for them. But in general, I thought the two kids, Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, handled themselves pretty well as rookies, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, they went up against some, you know, pretty good offensive linemen and an offensive line that he's got a couple Pro Bowlers on it. But the thing, the thing about it is, you know, you could see when the second unit came in and Shearer got a chance to go against a rookie, he started getting more pressure. And,
sure.
I think this is, when you got a team like Green Bay, when they've been in the system and there's a comfort zone where Rodgers knows how long he has, as opposed to a younger quarterback, I think, you know, you might see a little bit more effective pass rush from them. But they did get, four sacks, I think, in the ball game overall. And, you know, last year we just had the blitz to create a pass rush. This year, I think, you know, Dick Duran will blitz with a purpose, with the idea that you got four guys that hopefully are going to, you know, squeeze that pocket.
And, Andrew, it's going to be a different kind of challenge here for them because Matthew Stafford, a very – you know, very good quarterback in his own right, could be an outstanding quarterback. The only thing we don't know about him is staying healthy, but a lot of excitement about the camp he's had so far and the feeling among Lions fans and Lions observers that this guy, this could be a very special season for him, and they're certainly banking on that. I would think that for the Browns defensive front, for the secondary, they could very well get every bit the challenge that they got a week ago from Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, you're talking about Calvin Johnson, who's one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in football. You're throwing in Nate Burleson and then Jahvid Best out of the backfield. Stafford's got a lot of weapons, and he himself is a weapon. He's a tremendous quarterback when healthy. He's got a great arm. And, you know, he'll probably play deep into the first half, you would expect. So this is going to be a big test for the Browns on defense. The thing about Taylor and Shear that I really like is that when they get a chance in practice to get first-team reps. You know, right. A lot of times rookies are thrown into that mix, but they're getting a chance to not only get the reps, but they're doing it together as a line. They're getting a chance to gel both in practice and now in game situations. So I think from a rookie perspective that – it's not always the case where you get all these reps. I think it's a big part for those two guys going forward.
And I think the other thing that we'll look for in this game is, I mean, again, where do the Lions excel? They excel at throwing the football, and they excel at dealing with your passing game, you know, from their defensive standpoint. Where they struggle is running the football and stopping the run. So these are the two areas that I think from the Browns standpoint and particularly from the defensive side, it'll be interesting to see how they're able to stand. I shouldn't say stand up, but how they should be able to, if it's not have their way, but at least do a good job against the team that struggles to run the ball, Doug.
Well, I mean, this best, I remember in the exhibition season, I think it was last year, that they gave him the ball to first play. He went like 44 yards and they took him out. So we didn't get to see a lot of them. And Stafford, you know, we've got I tell you what, he had a game against us where legends are made, where, you know, separated his shoulder, came in, threw the game-winning pass on the last play of the game. So then you throw in, you know, Calvin Johnson, as, you know, Andrew was saying, he could be the elite receiver in this league. It's going to be a test for everybody.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it'll be, again, that's something they want to get some consistency in from the Lions standpoint. And, you know, I think about Jim Schwartz as a coach who has a lot of expectation here. I mean, Pat Shurmur, you know, where are these two teams when you sort of juxtapose where they are? I'd say that the Browns, with a first-year head coach, there's certainly promise and hope and a feeling that that the needle can get pointed in the right direction. With the Lions, it's a little different here. I think the expectation is that they're going to be a factor in the NFC North, that they're a popular pick for a lot of people to step up and be a team to be reckoned with this year.
They won their last four games last year, which was their first four-game winning streak in years. I have the stat not in front of me, but it's incredible. The four-game winning streak. Think about that. It's been a while in Detroit. But if they get Stafford healthy and he can stay healthy, they have the parts with Sue on defense where they could really have a nice season. But, again, it all comes down to staying healthy.
And Matt's no longer up there picking a wide receiver in the first round every year.
Got to take a shot at Millen. In terms of that, should we? I mean, they play in that NFC North. We know about the Packers. We saw them last week. Chicago Bears. Those were the two teams that were playing in the NFC Championship game. What do we think about the Lions? I mean, should they? Are we going to get a preview of a team that's going to make some serious noise this year, perhaps?
I think you got a team that's on the rise, you know. But the thing about Green Bay that's so amazing—they were the youngest team in the NFL, I think, the last 4 years in a row, and then they get a Super Bowl victory. I mean, that's a team that's loaded. You know, they're the big boys on the block, and you know the Lions. We've seen them. But what you need is consistency. Right now, they don't have that consistency. And you talk about running the table at the end of the season. You know, we did that a couple of years ago, too. But sometimes that can be a mirage that you get thinking that you're closer than you are.
I just get a feeling it's a barometer to some extent. It's preseason, but I think it's nice that these two teams, which are probably closer in where their programs are than, say, where the Packers and Browns were last week, just a nice way to have those two playing in the same field.
Plus, you got seven former Browns on the Lions, including the Harrison Bell, which I think is great. They're both on the team. They're both traded for each other last year with Cleveland and Philly. So you'll have a battle of ex-Browns on the field tomorrow night.
Great stuff, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. And, of course, Andrew Catalan doing the play-by-play for Channel 3's preseason coverage tomorrow night. And it'll be Browns and Lions. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
After months of rumors, arguing, complaining, and headaches, a deal has finally been made. We're ready to start football season. But does getting a deal really have to be so hard, especially when you're buying a new car? At Medina Volkswagen Mazda, it doesn't. When you deal with Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you always come out ahead. Right now, their trade-in values have never been higher. Medina Volkswagen Mazda keeps trade-ins simple. They pay more for yours and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your vehicle's age or mileage. Plus, with their Volkswagen and Mazda low price guarantee, you'll always pay less than anywhere else. Football is back, so relax and head out to Medina Volkswagen Mazda to check out their award-winning team of fuel-efficient Volkswagen and Mazdas and see just how easy making a deal can be. Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
It's time for the big deal at K&G.
The big deal?
That's right. Buy one big and tall suit, get two suits free.
Two suits free?
Yep, two suits free. That's three men's big and tall suits for $199.99 in sizes up to 56 long.
That is big.
Sale ends August 28th.
K&G, fashion superstore, K&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And just as the safety said, Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Attention, Browns fans. Browns 2011 single game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. Tom Kowalski has covered the Lions for a very long time for the Booth Newspaper Group in Michigan. Tom, how are you?
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Doing great, and want to talk about this Lions team that is the topic of a lot of conversation. Very strong start to the preseason against the Bengals.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. Over the years, it looks like the home team has such a decided advantage in preseason. I don't know why that is, but it just seems to be that way. And with the Lions specifically, I think that the two things they do well is the passing game, the passing the ball and defending the pass. The two things they don't do very well is run the ball or defend the run. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can kind of step up and do better against the run. But the passing game definitely is something to be feared.
And speaking of something to be feared, Ndamukong Suh, of course, throwing around Andy Dalton as he did in that game, and pretty violently so. I saw a report that he was being fined for that. I don't know if there is, if you have any more additional information on that, but talk about that play and Sue's game in general, a guy who looks like he's, clearly wants to be an intimidator.
Yeah, and that has been confirmed. He did get fined $20,000. And really, it's kind of similar to the play that he had against Jake Delhomme last year in the preseason when they played Cleveland. And that one, he kind of grabbed his face mask first and then picked him up and slammed him to the ground. And he got fined $750 for that. So it's like, I don't know if he understands that, the rule that you can't slam the quarterback. You can be as aggressive as you want, but this is the second time that he's done it. And I think that the reputation precedes him. And I think it's something that he definitely has to put in check. He can be aggressive and he can be, an intimidator if he wants to be, but you can't put yourself in a position where you're going to hurt the team. And he did that a couple of times last year with some personal foul calls. He was fined twice last year. So he's got to temper that. Now, he says he won't. He says he's going to play the game the way he feels it needs to be played. But as we saw with the James Harrison situation, the league really doesn't take that for an answer. And they want you to kind of, go by the rules. So I think that eventually he will get scared straight a little bit and he'll kind of toe the line a little bit better. But every once in a while, he will, like I said, he will creep over that line. But slamming the quarterbacks, you just can't do that.
Tom Kowalski covers the Lions for the Booth Newspaper Group. In terms of that defensive line overall, we talk about Sue, but there are other players on that front who are equally, I don't know if they're equally talented, but they're very talented. I look at a Corey Williams, you look at a Kyle VandenBosch. I mean, a lot of talent up there in that group. Just give me a general sense of how well that line A is playing, and B, the matchup that you see between that line and a very strong playing Browns offensive line.
Well, what's interesting is that Corey Williams, I think Corey Williams had just as good a year as Sue did last year. And if you go back and look at the tape, that he got doubled a lot more times than Ndamukong Suh did. And that's why Sue was able to do a lot of things that he was because of all the attention paid to Corey Williams. So it really, and during the offseason, it was really kind of irritating, Vic, to hear all these TV announcers talk about how, Nick Fairley was going to, combine with Ndamukong Suh and all that. And I'm thinking, what are they talking about? Fairley's not even going to start. He's not better than Corey Williams. He's got a long way to go. He'll be part of the rotation when he gets healthy, but come on. I mean, it's time to give Corey Williams his due. So that group, that duo in the interior gives a huge headache because you can't double them both. You got to kind of pick your poison, and the other guy can hurt you. So the real strength is on the inside. Cliff Averill on the left side at end, he really stepped up last year, became a real threat with the pass rush. I mean, he chased a lot of quarterbacks out of the pocket, and other guys, including Sue, who had 10 sacks, kind of cleaned it up when, you know, Averill got it started. Kyle Vandenbosch is a little bit of the wild card here. He was hurt a little bit last year, but he's got to step up to hit kind of his former days. He's kind of getting a little bit older, so it'll be interesting to see if he can kind of keep it going. If he can't be a real threat on that side, that's really going to hurt that defensive line, because he has to win those one-to-one matchups. It doesn't do you any good, you know, if you've got a great tackle combination, if you can't take advantage of those matchups on the outside. So he's really got to step it up, and their depth is really good. Fairley's a guy, and Sammy Hill on the inside. They can rotate those guys and keep coming at you at waves. So it's a pretty good defensive line, and obviously that's going to be the strength.
Tom, let's talk about the Lions offense and Matthew Stafford in terms of where he stands health-wise, coming back from that another shoulder issue that he had, and how well he's throwing the football, and the rest of the offense in general, just what we see on that side of the ball.
Well, you know, Stafford is really good. I mean, this guy has got the whole deal. I mean, he's got the arm strength, he's got the accuracy, and even more than that, he's got the head on his shoulders to make the right decisions. He knows where he's going. The offensive line is a little bit of a question mark, but because Stafford gets rid of the ball so fast, it's not much of a deal. You know, they can give up a little ground, but he gets rid of it so quickly. So, you know, that part of it, I think that he's got handled. The weapons around him are outstanding. I mean, Kelvin Johnson at receiver, Pettigrew at tight end. You got Best at running back. And the support cast is pretty good with Burleson and Titus Young and, you know, guys like that. Tony Scheffler is a receiving tight end. So the weapons are there. The only thing that could really slow this team down, again, is the inability to run the ball. Because, you know how this works. It's not putting together the amount of yards. It's running when you have to run the ball. And if a team can dictate that to you and stop you, then it really turns the scales towards the defensive side when they know when you can run it and when you can't run it. So that's the thing that the Lions have to solve. They have to be able to impose their will in the running game, and they haven't done that for several years. And losing the rookie, Mikel LeSure, is a huge blow because he was going to be that power runner. You know, their four-minute guy, their short yardage guy, goal line guy, and all that. And I'm not sure that they found anybody to replace him. So that could be a huge question mark for this team moving forward.
Tom, when you open up your preseason with a 34-3 win over another team, in this case the Bengals, it does set a tone, or it seems to certainly make some kind of a statement about, you know, even if it's the preseason and it doesn't count, about where you're headed in a very tough division, that NFC North. But where do you think they go from there? I mean, as far as like an encore to that game, do you see the Lions trying to come in and the way they play that game, you know, think they could have the same approach facing the Browns?
Well, you know, look, the Bengals aren't a very good team, and, you know, they have a rookie quarterback and all that, you know, getting his first taste of action. And so, and again, I think home field really does make a difference in preseason. The comfort factor is there. So, you know, it'll be interesting when they go on the road now to see if they can keep going. I think we're going to see the same, you know, basically a quarter of the starters. Schwartz hasn't said yet exactly how long he's going to do it. You know, it may change a little bit, Vic, because of, you know, the lockout situation, and they might not stick to the normal plan that we usually see year to year. But I can't imagine them exposing guys like, you know, Stafford and Calvin and guys like that to injury much more than that. They got to get their work in, but I think that you kind of want to play it safe. You got the big third game coming up next week. The Lions are playing the Patriots on a national TV game in the third week, so I think that you know, they're going to play most of their guys there. But, yeah, they want to continue the tempo. And one interesting thing, Vic, is I'm watching the game on last Friday, and it's late in the third quarter, and I'm watching the Lions defense, and I realized that half the guys that were on the field then were starting for the defense last year. That's how bad it was. So they have made tremendous, you know, improvements in the defense, and now because of that, their depth is a lot better as well. So they have to continue playing. And, again, I'll say it again because it's so important. They've got to do better running the ball and stopping the run. And it'll be interesting to see what the Browns can do in that area, because obviously they can run the ball a little bit.
Excellent stuff. Tom, thank you so much for your time.
All right, Vic, talk to you soon.
All right, Tom Kowalski from Booth Newspapers. He covers the Lions. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect five codes, you can enter them online for a password good for two tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
Hey, Jill, over here on the counter, Jill, it's your toaster.
How are you able to talk?
We'll talk about that later. I want to discuss something with you.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's time you bought me a friend.
A friend?
A juicer.
A juicer?
Yes, a juicer or a blender, just not a waffle iron. They're way too chatty.
Well, a juicer would be handy.
And fun to hang out with. And remember, Jill, you have that Homeowner Plus value package from Fifth Third Bank.
Right.
So buying things with your credit card could save you thousands on your mortgage.
True.
Come on, Jill, pull the trigger, huh? For your old pal, Toaster.
The Homeowner Plus value package from Fifth Third Bank. Just use your Fifth Third credit card and you'll earn points to help pay down your mortgage. It could save you thousands. Visit 53.com/homeowner plus or a banking center today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loans subject to credit review and approval.
Hey boys, it's Jessica from Hustler Club. Can I tell you a super sexy secret? Hustler Club wants you to take a ride on our big, long bus that runs all over Cleveland. It will bring you straight to meet me and my gorgeous friends every night of the week. The ride won't last long, but you'll be happy when you get here. We've got something for everyone. Big screens, flat screens, you can play pool or just watch. TV, that is. Check us out at HustlerClubCleveland.com or stop by for a dance. I'm sure we'll make it a night to remember.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's time to deliver our poll question results. They're brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question today, which Lions player should the Browns pay the most attention to and why? Calvin Johnson, Ndamukong Suh, Matthew Stafford, or someone else? Bet you can't guess who everyone picked. Well, not everyone, but 80% of you thought Ndamukong Suh needs to be on the Browns' radar tomorrow night because Jerry says he wants to be the center of attention, and I hope the O-line can hold him. Ed says, need to protect our quarterback from dirty players. Alessio says he is a cheap shot artist. Wow. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Browns fans on, or listeners, on that particular subject. Our Facebook questions and Twitter questions, our social media questions to ask Vic. Lori via Twitter
asks, take a look back at the best moments from week one of the preseason against Green Bay. What have been your favorite? Well, I'm going to go with Ben Watson's 37-yard catch to help set up the Browns' second touchdown. I mean, right down the middle, great throw by Colt McCoy. Wonderful catch by Watson and, you know, in motion. I mean, doesn't break stride and gets down there, holds on to the ball on a tough tackle right by the goal line. And then Joshua Cribbs' 27-yard scoring catch falling backwards into the end zone. Those are my two favorite plays. Just like the throws, the catches, the adjustments. I think those are the kinds of plays you're going to see from the West Coast offense, frankly, more of those. All right, and what else do we have? We've got another question. Do we have another question? We've got so many good ones. I don't know where to start, Vic, in this last few seconds of the show. But I'll just leave you with this thought. I think tomorrow night we're going to see a football team that is working its way to improve in so many areas. As Coach Shurmur said, they didn't spend this week getting fat and happy. They didn't say, you know, a lot of fans got excited and fired up about the way that West Coast offense ran, and it was exciting. But the coach said exactly what the mood I detected in Berea all week long, which was businesslike, back to work. They focused on what they did wrong, not what they did right, and that is how you should approach it. So I think you're going to see some of that incorporated. You should see a cleaner game, I think, overall tomorrow night. That's what I'm expecting, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, but also defensively. And it'll be interesting. Matthew Stafford versus that secondary. I think that's one of the great matchups to kind of look at. So we'll see where it all goes. I want to thank some people. We want to thank, of course, Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, for joining us. I want to thank Doug Deacon and Andrew Catalan for being aboard with us, and Tom Kowalski. Thank Jameer Howerton. Thank Kristen Ribelli. And thank Dave DiDentale from KNR. We'll do it again next week. No show tomorrow because of the game. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.